State governments are scrambling to decide how they'll get kids back to school when holidays end, as National Cabinet prepares to meet on Thursday. New South Wales and Victoria are reportedly finalising their plans, with twice-weekly rapid antigen tests for pupils on the cards. Queensland and South Australia have already delayed the start of the school year. Andrew Dalgleish is the president of the Victorian Principals Association. Andrew, in Victoria and across the country, how ready are schools to welcome back students?
Good morning, Cathy. Look, we're still waiting at this stage for clarity through our operations guide, which I think the intent is for that to come out to principals on Monday. But the department's certainly trying to find that balance between giving principals sufficient advice as fast as possible with the changing health advice.
So in terms of testing, what do we know about what kind of policy could be in place?
Well, at the moment, the supervision testing proposal is talking about two times a week for students, and I understand also staff, and that's to try and stay ahead of the game if we end up with outbreaks occurring.
I think there is an idea of surveillance. Is that sort of the approach that you think teachers will feel comfortable with and the principals will feel comfortable with?
Well, I think if it's something to mitigate the risk and maximise the safety for our staff and our students, then I think schools will get behind it and support as best as possibly we can.
And what about school shortages, teaching shortages? How are schools preparing for that?
Look, there is a real concern about staff shortages, Cathy, and we saw this late last year. Whilst educators have now been deemed critical workers, it's absolutely contingent on the availability of rapid tests. And teachers must also consent to that if they're a close contact, have no symptoms, and test daily through that. Now, again, if there are shortages, then schools may need to combine classes short term. If it gets too large, then we may again look at providing remote learning, but only for short, sharp bursts if needed.
So Victoria and New South Wales sound like they're going to be leading the push at National Cabinet this week to set rules for when school goes back. Have you been dealing with the Victorian Education Department on this? Do you know what they're planning?
Look, the lines are certainly open. The lines of communication are certainly open with the department, and we're providing feedback from school leaders for our concerns, the clarity that we're seeking. And again, we like the broader population, we'll be waiting to see what that clarity will be in the next few days.
Would you be wanting to see some commitments from National Cabinet around the availability of at least the rapid antigen tests?
Look, I think rapid antigen tests are going to be critical if we can ensure that staff are going to be available and students are going to be available. Certainly PPE will continue, the wearing of masks, and in Victoria, air purifiers are still being delivered to schools, along with ventilation classes outside. So looking at a range of risk mitigation strategies to try and ensure the safety of all.
Do you think that there is the possibility of kids being forced to learn from home again?
Look, it may occur. It's certainly not what we want. We certainly know that for academic growth, for mental health and wellbeing, having students face-to-face in school is absolutely what we're chasing. However, if it's required to break increases of infection, then it might occur at a year level or so on, but for a short, sharp period of time. And again, we'll be responding to advice from government on that.
So you expect that we're going to have to sort of play it by ear and that schools are going to have to be quite nimble in this?
Look, we've certainly been doing that for 2 years as it is, Cathy. You know, the challenges are there. The advice has changed rapidly and schools have been able to adapt and provide that outstanding response as needed. The remote learning has been adopted by schools quite well. Again, we know it's not the perfect perfect way of teaching our students, but we've been able to ensure a continuity of learning for them. So should we need to go back into that space again, we will be able to.
Andrew, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Cathy.
Andrew Dalgleish is the president of the Victorian Principals Association.